Lauren Daigle being, bringing us some of the more somber tunes here on your Life FM. You're listening to The Takeover with Maz and Ollie. And Maz, we have a special guest.
We do. We have Kelly Kane, naturopath, here for one of these.
Wellness Wednesdays on The Takeover. Brought to you by station sponsor, Kelly Kane Naturopath. Book your free discovery call today to uncover better health and quality of life.
Kelly, tonight we are looking at ME/CFS and fibromyalgia because it is that awareness week around these particular conditions.
It is, yes.
Okay, so firstly, what are they? What is ME/CFS and fibromyalgia?
Yes. Well, this is an area that I'm really passionate about and a demographic that I work with a lot. So both these conditions are neuroimmune conditions. So they are thought to be caused by an entanglement, I suppose, a disruption of the nervous system and the immune system.
Okay.
And they slightly differ in their symptom picture, but they overlap in a lot of areas. So fibromyalgia is primarily a pain processing disorder, but it also has a lot of fatigue with it. People often suffer a lot of migraines and headaches as well, a lot of digestive upset and depression, anxiety, brain fog type of symptoms with it as well.
Okay.
And then ME/CFS, people are probably more commonly heard it referred to as chronic fatigue syndrome.
Oh, that's where
CFS comes from. The ME stands for myalgic encephalomyelitis,
okay,
which is why you haven't heard that very much.
I won't try and repeat that one. That sounds very difficult to say.
So that's more the medical term. And the reason that we do refer to it as ME/CFS is because when we just say chronic fatigue syndrome, it can be a little bit misleading as to what the condition actually is.
Right.
Because lots of people can have chronic fatigue for various reasons or other conditions, but this is a standalone condition and it comprises of extreme fatigue and particularly post-exertional malaise, which is like a delayed reaction. So you might do an activity one day and feel not too bad, and then the next day you can't get out of bed.
Wow.
So it's that delayed response. And again, it comes with a whole host of other symptoms like headache, sore throat, digestive issues, again, anxiety, depression. And they often go hand in hand. So,
yep.
So often people with fibro might have a diagnosis of chronic fatigue syndrome as well, or
okay,
vice versa.
Yep. So how do we, or how do you as a practitioner, like, diagnose the difference between it being chronic depression, I suppose, or fibromyalgia? How do you differentiate between the two?
Yeah, well, with fibromyalgia, it's much more than a depression. So it's a pain syndrome.
Yep,
so people experience severe pain. Often the pain varies from day to day. So one day it can be extremely severe and then the next day it might be a bit more mild. And it can be migrating throughout the body. But the thing about fibromyalgia as opposed to other pain conditions is that they might experience pain in response to like a normal sensation. So
right,
just,
yep,
you know, a brush of the arm or the shower on the skin can be enough to cause pain for someone with fibromyalgia.
Wow.
So that's sort of the differentiating or the key feature, I suppose, of that condition.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we might chat to you about some of the ways that it can be treated and some of the tips that you have around it for anyone who may be suffering with it at the moment. But it's really interesting because it's a word like or term, fibromyalgia specifically, like I've heard of it before, but I just had no idea that it was actually so linked to pain. And so it's just a really interesting concept.
Yeah, so it is primarily a pain disorder and I think it's an issue with the brain and spinal cord in terms of how the brain is receiving signals, like a bit of a miscommunication,
and
then that pain output that's coming through as well.
Okay.
But it can be extremely debilitating for people.
Well, very interested to find out more about that. Straight after this one from BTS, it is Dynamite and you are listening to The Takeover with Kelly K, naturopath, for Wellness Wednesdays on Life FM.